Picture a young man, frustrated and angry, punching the surface of Hong Kong Harbor with all his might. The water doesn't fight back. It doesn't resist. It simply yields, absorbs, and continues flowing. In that moment, Bruce Lee discovered a truth that would reshape not just martial arts, but an entire philosophy of living. The most powerful force in nature isn't rigid strength, it's adaptive flow. This isn't a story about becoming Bruce Lee. It's about becoming yourself. When his daughter Shannon was growing up, her mother advised her not to tell people about her famous father. She wanted Shannon to be known for who she was, not whose daughter she was. This tension between legacy and identity, between what others expect and who you truly are, sits at the heart of the Be Water philosophy. We spend so much energy trying to fit into containers others have designed for us. What if, instead, we became like water, taking the shape of any vessel while never losing our essential nature? Water doesn't overthink. It doesn't strategize. When it encounters a rock, it doesn't stop. It flows around, over, or through. When poured into a cup, it becomes the cup. When struck, it yields without injury. This is more than poetic metaphor. It's a practical framework for navigating a world that constantly demands we be harder, faster, more rigid in our thinking and doing. A learned scholar once visited a Zen master, eager to discuss philosophy. Before the conversation began, the master offered tea. He poured and kept pouring, even as the cup overflowed onto the table. "Stop," the scholar protested. "The cup is full. No more will go in." The master smiled. "Like this cup, you are full of your own opinions and speculations. How can I show you Zen unless you first empty your cup?" We walk through life with cups perpetually full, full of assumptions about how things should be, full of judgments about what we've experienced, full of stories we've told ourselves so many times we mistake them for truth. Someone cuts you off in traffic, and before you've even processed what happened, your mind has constructed an entire narrative. They're rude, inconsiderate, probably always like this. You've judged, convicted, and sentenced them in seconds. But what if they're rushing to the hospital? What if they're distracted by devastating news? The story you created says more about you than them. Emptying your mind doesn't mean forgetting everything you know or becoming passive. It means meeting each moment with what Bruce Lee called pure seeing, experiencing reality in its isness, in its nakedness, without layering your preferences and prejudices on top. This is the difference between judgment and discernment. Judgment locks you into rigid conclusions, good or bad, right or wrong. Discernment observes with the goal of understanding, leaving room for complexity and change. In 1964, Bruce Lee won a challenge fight in 3 minutes that determined whether he could continue teaching martial arts. His opponent submitted decisively, yet afterward, Lee sat devastated, head in hands. The fight exposed his limitations. He'd gotten winded, his traditional Wing Chun training hadn't prepared him for chaotic combat, and he'd improvised with attacks that felt sloppy. Most fighters would have celebrated. Lee used this victory to completely transform his approach, not because he'd failed, but because succeeding revealed how much further he could go. This is the eternal student mindset. Lee refused the title of master his entire life. "Once you say you've reached the top, then there is nowhere to go but down," he insisted. He saw development as peeling an infinite onion, each layer revealing new depths to explore. Research your own experience. Reject what is useless, accept what is useful, add what is essentially your own. This became Lee's core mandate, but it requires brutal honesty about your shortcomings. Our egos drown out what our souls actually need. The challenge isn't just learning, it's unlearning the stories we've told ourselves about who we are. Your weaknesses and strengths aren't opposites, they're two sides of the same coin. The quality that makes you independent might also make asking for help difficult. Understanding this relationship means working with your nature, channeling the same energy in more productive directions. In Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee stops Yung Lao mid-technique. What was that? An exhibition? We need emotional content. When Lau tries again with visible anger, Lee corrects him. I said emotional content, not anger. Then comes his famous lesson. Don't think, feel. It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory. Every relationship mirrors aspects of yourself you might never see. But we focus on what others do wrong rather than what their behavior reveals about us, staring at the finger instead of the moon. Someone's reaction bothers you. Instantly, your mind creates a story where you're the hero and they're the villain. You assign motives, justify yourself, dodge responsibility. That trigger point is where real growth happens. Bruce Lee identified 6 diseases from our obsession with winning and external validation: desiring victory at others' expense, displaying cleverness, showing off knowledge, shocking others, playing passive and likable, and constantly fixing yourself without genuine change. Each disease disconnects you from authentic relationship. Consider feeling consistently undervalued. The easy story, they didn't appreciate you. The harder truth, you didn't value yourself enough to demand better. You allowed the pattern, hoping modeling good behavior would make them reciprocate. The mirror shows what you're not ready to see. Bruce Lee kept meticulous training logs, 500 punches with his right hand, 250 with his left, ab exercises, cycling distances, all documented daily. Despite being nearsighted, average height, and sickly as a child, he transformed himself through relentless, systematic practice. His wife confirmed he trained constantly, even while watching TV or waiting for elevators. This wasn't obsession, it was clarity of purpose. In 1969, Lee wrote his definite chief aim: to become the first highest-paid Asian superstar in the United States, earning $10 million by 1980. When obstacles arose, this crystalline vision kept him moving forward. Lee kept a poster in his office showing 2 vultures on a dead tree. One says, "Patience, my ass, I'm gonna kill something." He called himself a practical dreamer backed by action, believing even audacious dreams like a Chinese leading man in 1970s Hollywood were achievable. Despite his legendary confidence, Lee deliberately cultivated his mindset through daily practices. He carried 7 core affirmations, addressing memory, imagination, emotion, and willpower. He used symbols as tangible reminders, plaques representing his cultivation stages, his Jeet Kune Do emblem, inspirational notes. Lee didn't fear the person who practiced 10,000 kicks once. He feared the person who practiced 1 kick 1,000 times. Mastery comes from depth, not breadth, from showing up daily to do the unglamorous work of incremental progress. Between 1966 and 1971, Bruce Lee struggled to break into Hollywood while facing limited opportunities as an Asian actor who refused demeaning roles. One morning, skipping his warm-up, he felt a pop in his back. The diagnosis? Serious injury to his 4th sacral nerve. He might never do martial arts again or walk without pain. Catastrophic for someone whose livelihood depended on physical ability. What matters isn't the obstacle, but your response. Lee initially retreated inward to process the situation. While resting per doctor's orders, he refused idleness, researching back pain, writing his 7-volume commentaries on the martial way, developing creative ideas, teaching students from a chair. He wrote "Walk on" a business card and placed it where he could see it daily, a reminder to keep moving forward. Your state of mind during crisis becomes crucial. Pessimism, worry, and fear don't solve problems. They create additional obstacles by blunting the tools you need. Lee taught that we interpret our experiences. The obstacle is never just external. It's how you relate to it internally. Years after her brother Brandon's death, Shannon Lee received her father's writings. One quote struck her: "The medicine for my suffering I had within me from the very beginning, but I did not take it." The rainstorm, whether tragedy or long-ignored obstacles, can only be weathered by taking the medicine you've carried all along, the decision to heal, the willingness to change, the courage to act. Water placed in a cup becomes the cup. Water in a bottle becomes the bottle. Bruce Lee called this the living void. Water responds immediately to its environment without hesitation, ready rather than tense, flowing rather than forcing. Lee outlined four stages of cultivation. First is partiality, the beginner stage where a punch is just a punch, thrown without technique. Second is fluidity, acknowledging you have much to learn and beginning self-work. Third is emptiness, formless form, where a punch becomes just a punch again, but now masterful, both skillful and spontaneous. Finally comes Jeet Kune Do, direct soul expression made visible, your unique human expression bringing the void to life. In martial arts, bridging the gap means efficiently crossing space between you and your opponent. In life, you bridge gaps between yourself and your goals, dreams, and relationships using the same tools: mobility, sensitivity, timing, and spontaneity. Living in the void brings true empowerment, becoming master of your destiny. Though initially scary, taking responsibility leads to maturity and authenticity. Lee's definite chief aim concluded that the purpose of all achievement was inner harmony and happiness. Like a hurricane is calmest at its center, real stillness is stillness in movement. When filming began on Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee refused to come to set until the producers incorporated his script changes. Despite pressure and false stories about him being afraid, he held his ground for 2 weeks until the studio relented. He was willing to lose the opportunity rather than compromise his vision. This stand paid off. Enter the Dragon became a global phenomenon because audiences saw a fully self-actualized human being expressing himself authentically on screen. To express yourself freely, you must be deeply rooted and grounded. All the practice and skill development helps you realize your potential, knowing when to stand firm and when to yield. The essential ingredient is your authentic self. Don't duplicate a successful personality. Start from the very root of your being. Beyond martial prowess, Lee was deeply caring and generous. He helped students improve, took over projects for ill friends to cover medical bills, and supported those struggling with depression and trauma. When denied a TV series due to prejudice, he responded with understanding rather than bitterness, a setback that propelled him toward making films that reached global audiences. Your setbacks can become your greatest teachers if you approach them with openness. Just as in yin-yang philosophy, suffering can teach freedom from suffering. Intolerance can teach tolerance. Judgment can teach acceptance. Fear can teach love, if you're willing to look beyond habitual perspectives. In a world that rewards rigidity and mistakes stubbornness for strength, real power lies in being like water. Not shapeless, but shape-shifting. Not weak, but wisely adaptive. Not lost, but flowing toward your truest expression. Empty your cup. Walk on. Be water, my friend. The life worth living isn't the one you force into being. It's the one that flows naturally from who you already are.